Hello and welcome to Nutritious, your guide to a healthier lifestyle. In today's episode, we'll be joined by Dr. Bumbry, an endocrinologist with over 22 years of experience and a fellow of American College of Endocrinology, to explain the role vitamin D plays for our body and health. Welcome to the podcast, Dr. Bumbry. Nice to have you here.
Likewise, thank you.
So with vitamin D affecting bone health, insulin production, and immune function, it's important we maintain optimal vitamin D levels. Unfortunately, 94.3% of the U.S. population does not meet the daily requirement for vitamin D. And with dietary choices playing a role in maintaining vitamin D levels, it's important we listen to Dr. Bumbry's vital advice and general information he has for us today. So Dr. Bumbry, can you briefly explain the role of vitamin D in the body?
Yes, vitamin D is very important for our bone health. Vitamin D helps the body absorb the calcium that we have in our food and what we eat, and that helps to build strong bones. Without vitamin D, the bones become soft. So if you don't get enough vitamin D during childhood, you can develop a condition known as rickets, where the bones are soft and you get deformities. During adulthood, also low vitamin D is important to maintain bone health. And without vitamin D, you can get a condition called osteomalacia, which is usually manifested by a lot of aches and pains and fatigue and malaise. So vitamin D is important for bone health. In addition, vitamin D also has role in other parts of our body, including the immune system. It helps the proper functioning of our immune cells. And vitamin D has also been implicated in maternal health, because lack of vitamin D during pregnancy can predispose women to preeclampsia, which is high blood pressure during pregnancy. And finally, they found that vitamin D intake or increasing vitamin D levels can improve mood. So it does have a role in mental health as well.
And how much vitamin D does one need daily? So I know, like with all the other conditions you're mentioning, you know, maybe just like an average amount for a person to take every day, maybe to explain like how much a child needs to take or how much an adult should take, and you know, how much vitamin D should take based on where they are.
So for otherwise healthy people, the recommended daily vitamin D intake does vary a little bit by age. So infants need about 400 units a day, and other adults and children younger than 70 years old need about 600 units a day. And adults who are older than 70 years, generally the recommendation is about 800 units a day. Now, this does vary depending on if you have any health conditions, like if you're not absorbing, if you have malabsorption, or you have pre-existing low vitamin D. And older adults, they need a little higher dose.
And obviously, milk is a very essential part. And drinking a lot of milk helps meet the vitamin D intake. And would you say there are specific types of milk that are better for vitamin D intake that help us reach our goal quicker?
So in the U.S., a lot of or most milk and even non-dairy alternatives like soy milk, almond milk, are fortified with vitamin D. So my best advice would be is to look at the label, because each preparation will have different amount of vitamin D. But in general, milk has about 120 international units of vitamin D per cup. And it can vary between 100 to 120 units, depending on, you know, the brand of milk or non-dairy alternative that you buy. So milk is definitely an important source. And it should be noted that, you know, breast milk has very little amount of vitamin D. So if an infant is exclusively breastfed, then they should get vitamin D supplementation. Now, infant formulas also have vitamin D, and they have the required 400 units of vitamin D per serving that per day that's required or recommended for infants. Now, apart from, there are actually very few naturally occurring foods that contain vitamin D, apart from fatty fish like salmon, tuna. But like I said, you know, there are foods that are fortified with vitamin D. So in addition to milk, cereal, breakfast cereals are fortified with vitamin D, and orange juice is fortified with vitamin D. And then even cod liver oil, that has a large amount of vitamin D. Now, amongst the plants, you know, interestingly, mushrooms, they also have vitamin D because they can, like human beings, they can convert sunlight to vitamin D. So apart from this, the most important major natural source of vitamin D is actually sunlight exposure. And even a little brief exposure of the face and the arms to sunlight can produce about 200 units of vitamin D a day.
And obviously, getting a lot of sunlight for your body can be harmful for you. So how much do you recommend one gets sunlight every day?
So it depends on the, you know, whether you are, if your diet is rich in milk and other foods that are fortified in vitamin D, then you should be okay with minimal sunlight. But like I said, even brief exposure to sunlight can give you enough vitamin D that will meet your daily requirements. It also depends on your, you know, the season of the year. For example, in the winter, you know, there's the sunlight is not as intense, so you may not make as much vitamin D as during the summer months. And similarly, it depends on, you know, your skin type, and also, you know, the latitude, you know, where you live. So those all will influence how much vitamin D you can make by sunlight exposure.
Well, thank you for allowing me to interview you again today.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you very much.
And as a reminder for my audience, if you have any questions regarding this episode or any others, please feel free to fill out the Google form in the podcast bio. And if you want to stay updated on future episodes, please stay subscribed on Apple Podcasts or Spotify to get notified when the next episode gets released. With that, I'm your host, Arnav Jain, and thank you for tuning into Nutritious, your guide to a healthier lifestyle.